Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, April 8th. From Capitol coverage, Colorado Governor Jared Polis has unveiled a 13-step plan he says will lower health care costs. He says it starts with making hospitals more transparent about the cost of their care.
We are working with our legislative champions to reduce out-of-pocket costs by improving consumer protections, like preventing surprise out-of-network billing.
Other proposals include starting a state-backed insurance program and increasing vaccination rates. Polis has made healthcare a priority, creating a new government office to focus on the issue right after he was sworn in. And in more from the state capitol, Colorado lawmakers have reached a bipartisan deal to boost the state's transportation budget for the next fiscal year. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
The agreement will dedicate $300 million to be used on the state's roads and bridges. After negotiations between party leaders, all 41 Democrats in the House crammed into their majority leader's office to hear about the deal. Here's Representative Chris Hansen.
This is us getting creative with several different parts of the budget, and we feel like we can comfortably get to 300 without sacrificing the big investments we made in education.
Democrats say it's also supported by lawmakers in the Senate, but it remains to be seen where the money will come from. The state's $30 billion budget proposal still includes money to fund full-day kindergarten. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Colorado is making progress in handling what can be a traumatic experience for children, being removed from parents and entering the foster care system. Eric Galatis has more.
Foster care is improving in Colorado and across the nation, according to a new Annie E. Casey Foundation report. More kids are being placed in family settings, either with a relative or a foster family, and fewer are ending up in group homes or institutions. Becky Miller-Updike with the Rocky Mountain Children's Law Center says since many kids have experienced trauma, the consistency provided by family settings makes it easier to adapt to their changing circumstances.
So it's about attachment and stability. Even if the homes aren't perfect settings, the family support system that a kid or gets in a home is just a whole lot stronger and helps them be stronger in the world and healthier.
In 2017, Colorado had just over 5,700 children in foster care, and 69% were placed with families, up slightly from 66% in 2007. One reason for the improvement is that more families are stepping up. In 2018, nearly 36,000 grandparents in Colorado were primary caretakers for their grandchildren. Rob Gein with the Casey Foundation says the report also shows more can be done. He says providing additional support, including training in parenting skills, can help new parents succeed and even prevent a child from entering foster care in the first place. He says it's important to involve family members in decisions about care because they know what's best for that child.
Particularly making sure that young people have an opportunity to talk about what they need to succeed. Making sure that they're involved in their case planning, that their preferences are known, and that they're engaged in their own decision making.
The report found some trends continue to pose challenges for kids. African American children are disproportionately represented in the foster care system, and older kids from 8 years into their teens still struggle to find permanent families. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers is getting behind stronger winter driving regulations for I-70 through the mountains. KVNF's Scott Franz has the story.
When vehicle accidents close the interstate, Democratic Senator Carrie Donovan says mountain communities also shut down. Her bill would require all drivers to carry chains or have tires with the right tread from September to June.
Shift workers from Leadville can't get to Vail. They miss their shift. They miss payday that day. Ski instructors can't make it into the communities to teach the classes. We can't get deliveries.
The state Senate could give final approval to the traction rules this week. Lawmakers also want to look at the possibility of adding checkpoints to enforce them. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Colorado parks and wildlife officials are busy ramping up boat inspection stations as reservoirs are opening to boating across the state. According to the Montrose Daily Press, boat inspections for aquatic nuisance species, or ANS, are mandatory in Colorado and required for trailered motorboats and sailboats entering the state and prior to launching on most public waters within the state. An ANS stamp is also required prior to boating in Colorado. Colorado boat owners who operate motorboats and sailboats on public lakes and reservoirs are required to purchase a $25 ANS stamp annually. The cost of the stamp for out-of-state motorboats and sailboats is $50. Colorado is among just a few states that have not seen adult mussels infest its waters. A mussel infestation would put native species and dam infrastructure at risk. Parks and wildlife officials credit the state's ANS program with keeping the mussels out and said the success relies on boaters obeying the rules. Aquatic nuisance species such as zebra and quagga mussels pose a serious threat to natural resources, recreation, and the water infrastructure of the state. There have been 197 watercraft infested with zebra or quagga mussels intercepted in the state since the program's inception. Parks and Wildlife has already intercepted one boat infested with the quagga mussels and several barges with zebra mussels in 2019. Mussel infestations cause a variety of major problems. Mussels consume plankton, and they disrupt the food web and outcompete sport fish and native fish. Mussels clog infrastructure, including reservoir dams, outlet structures, and distribution systems that carry water for irrigation, municipal, and industrial users. Mussels have caused billions of dollars in damage, especially in the upper Midwest. Nearby states where mussel infestations exist include Utah, Arizona, Kansas, Texas, Nebraska, and Oklahoma. Invasive mussels could have devastating ecological, economic, and recreational impacts if the infestations were to establish here. A complete list of Colorado inspection sites and hours of operation, along with information about the ANS stamp, can be found on Colorado Parks and Wildlife internet site. Always check with your destination reservoir before going to verify hours of operation. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, April 8th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.